Welcome to Perspective, the podcast. This is your host, Roslyn.
What's up?
Today is March 6th. It's been a minute. It's wild. It's absolutely wild to me that I've been gone for so long. But life has been lifing. And I've been trying to get in the mental space to come back bigger and better. Kind of realized that the time it's taking me to do all of that is preventing me from just coming back, period. So today, I was like, fuck it. I'm going to check on my good people. Bring a little word to them. See if you guys feeling it or not. Let me take it from there. We in 2024. It's crazy. It's March already. Time is waiting for no one. So it's imperative to keep grinding, keep putting your best foot forward. Keep smashing goals, just building upon things that allow you to put your best version of yourself first and forward, and standing firm on a mission, whatever that is, for yourself and your people. I don't even know where to go with it. Like, how we doing this? You know, I'm trying to bring some visuals to the podcast. Let me know what you guys think about that. Let me know if you think it's necessary or if what we have going is good and it's been a good thing. That's kind of been the holdup. But I miss it. And I don't want to hold myself off or up anymore, so fuck it, here we are. If this is your first time here, I can't even tell you right now off the top when I started this, but it's very, very soulful for me and the listeners, and this is a safe space. You know, discussions are held about real life issues or scenarios, just real life shit, and I talk about it and share my perspective. So if there's anything that you want to hear me dive into or share some insight, shout me. I will definitely get back to you, look into it, bring it up, whatever needs to get done, I will do, because I am a doer. But there's a quote. I was looking in my notes for some things, and it's not in there, it's in my head. And you know how they say, tell the truth and shame the devil, right? I just finished a book, Yinka, Where's Your Husband? I just finished that, and that was a quote in the book, used by one of the characters to tease one of the other characters or whatever the case is. But it's something that I've heard before. If you guys, I don't know, been around people that have said that before. You know, tell the truth and shame the devil. I guess I'm holding on to that, or it's in the front of my mind, and I'm like, you know what? This is a cute little segue back into the podcast world. I think it's very important to tell the truth, regardless of what your situation is. And standing on business in the sense where you know, you don't even realize and recognize how things kind of move smoothly, more smooth, or they move smoother, you get what I'm saying, that it goes smooth when you are transparent about things, despite the benefits that lies may seem to give or grant you. And it's very easy to tell a lie. I don't know if it's more easy to tell the truth, but it's very easy to make up some shit that is not real. And what often happens with people, at least in my experience, is that once they start lying, you gotta keep lying now. And you know, the energy that people take to lie to others is really a testament of the energy one will go when they are ultimately lying to themselves. And when we talk about telling the truth is shaming the devil, it's kind of like, why not tell the truth and recognize that lying, despite the benefits you may seem to reap in the moment, is just devil's work, you know? And it may seem discomforting or unfortunate, or, you know, maybe even a little disappointment when your truth is not on the up and up or doesn't seem too good. But I guarantee you, there's so many other things that you don't have to bear by being honest with yourself and others. And I feel like encouraging folks to do that, you know, I mean, even something as unorthodox as involving yourself with someone when you already have someone, not something that I do or participate in, not knocking those out there that have bring sand to the beach in places, but more so just, you know, I have peers, both males and females, that, if we're being honest here, right, we're telling the truth and shaming the devil, who are transparent about their situations when meeting other people for the first time or deciding that they may engage in dealing with other people or dating other people while they have people on hand. For some strange reason, maybe not so strange, but for my experience with the stories that I've been shared, is that, you know, despite people thinking that they have to lie or, you know, fabricate things about what their home life looks like, I know a lot of people who go in sharing that, you know, they may be dating a guy, or, you know, they live with their current spouse, or, you know, they're having a rough time with him or her, and somehow pursuing a whole nother space with people, both men and women, that are aware of these things, and they take it from there. You know, this is a time and a place where we, or where people aren't hiding these things anymore. And I always say that it's because they don't have to. You know, if someone is going to date you or seek interest in you, it is probably not going to change because you have someone else. This is a tough, tough crowd we're dealing with these days. And maybe this isn't the best example to identify telling the truth and shaming the devil, because after y'all here engaging in activities that are morally right and not right, to be perhaps deceiving another person by participating in activities that they don't know you're doing, right? That sounds a little devil work, but you know, I'm no God, so what do I know? But more so, it's just, again, I'm trying to discuss why being truthful, you know, about whatever your situation is, usually will take you much further than the lie that people think they have to come up with to or for whatever reason they decide that on their own. It's like going to a workplace, not really knowing a program, not too efficient in it, but being prepared to learn it. You might want to pitch that to someone who will, you know, get you up to speed where you need to go. When you go in there talking about, yeah, I'm proficient in this, I've been doing this for this amount of time, knowing damn well you never even worked with that software before. Now what are you going to do when they expect it for you to, you know, show up in a manner that you literally, you cannot do? Committing to something and then backing out without lying about it. Same thing. Yeah, I know last week I said we was going to link, but this week I changed my mind. I don't want to. As opposed to your grandmother died again, or saying some bullshit ass excuse that is not really necessary. At the end of the day, you know, you're not going to please everybody, and people may be very well disappointed with you, but what the fuck? Like, you're an adult, right? You got your own things going on. Life is happening right now, and sometimes you can't make it. And sometimes you can tell someone that you can't make it, and you're hopeful that they're understanding, and not everyone will be, you know? And that's okay too, but what are you gonna do? You're gonna keep lying to please others so that what happens to you now? Like, what happens to the quality of your life and the quality of yourself and what you really stand for and believe in? Because don't get caught up in these people trying to make you believe that everything they say is really what it is. You know, it's important to meeting people where they at. Like I talked about in an old episode about knowing who your people are, like knowing who you really have around you, knowing what to expect, or understanding that your expectations are just that. And it kind of makes it easier to, you know, navigate through things when you know, like, yeah, that's my dog, but I ain't gonna speak to her every day. Or I understand if they can't make it to something, or, you know, I catch up when I catch up, or whatever the case may have you. Or I think he's kind of cute too. And I know I'm talking to homie over here, but I can say that, right? People get so caught up in lying, right? And making up things to, or for the sake of appearing in a light, or yeah, and appearing in a light for other people that they think they, you know, that's how they want to see you. But I promise you that, you know, showing up as yourself is the best way to appear. Like I said, if somebody want to deal with you, fuck with you, befriend you, the best thing for you to do is show up as who you really are. And, you know, if you're a little crazy or clingy or whatever you come with, I know that I'm very annoying. I know the kind of woman that I am. So being able to identify that for myself is really not offensive for me when someone else identifies that, because I know that's how I'm coming already. You know, it's going to be fun around here, but it's stricter than a motherfucker too. So you got to know that. You got to know how you come in and be able to know, yeah, I'm not shutting that off or turning that off or pretending or lying to appear as something that I'm not for a bunch of people to feel better about me. And in turn, I guess themselves. So tell the truth and shame the devil. You know, because at the end, in the end, it's you. You gotta live with that. You gotta live with the lies and the continued lies based off of the one lie that you thought was gonna be a little white lie. And now look, you know, months later, you still on some BS because you've been perpetrating a fraud, which you never really had to do, whether it's at home, whether it's at work, whether it's with peers. Yeah, let's not. Let's shame the devil all the time. Do you like me? No, not really. I think that you're a nice person, but I don't like you like that. Say those things or find ways to say things without, you know, daggering effects. There are always ways for things to be shared. Sometimes that might be a struggle, which may be one of the reasons why people are not truthful. But you're not going to please everybody anyway. So, you know, this message goes out to all of the people out there lying daily. You know, I'm laughing because people really be out here lying to their own self. You know, shout out to all the people that's going to therapy and telling the truth. Full disclosures. And not 70% or 50% or 15%. Like, you can't get no help in therapy if you're over there lying to the lady, okay? You're over there acting like you don't know what's going on. I overheard somebody the other day lying about something that I know is a lie. The tone of their voice was really as though they didn't know what was happening, which was a lie too. And I'm just like, bro, you're just lying out here. Why are you lying? You know? And it's really a testament to the fact that people will lie to them all, to their own self. So if you want to lie to yourself, what the hell would make somebody else think you can't lie to them? You gotta stay away from those people too. I know you listening to this and you got one lie in particular on your mind. Yeah, that person is a liar. You know they a liar. So what does that say about you? You old lying coddler. Like, no, we not coddling no liars. We telling them they a liar and they need to raise up. And if they want to shame the devil, then they should tell the truth. Shit. Right? Exactly. Over here just lying on a Wednesday because you don't got shit else to do. Or you rather talk about other people and other things than the fact that you just be out here lying. Don't be like that. Don't be out here lying. Shame the devil every chance you get. You know? Because it is definitely a representation of the kind of person that you are when you continue to create or manufacture things that aren't real or aren't true. And really, for what? Like, why are we out here lying again? Look, if the girl gonna date you because, you know, whether or not you got a girlfriend, she probably gonna let you know. I don't want to sound like that, but that's just really what it is. None of those things be even mattering anymore. Like, you know, I'm not out here into that kind of dating pool, you know. I don't want nobody else's work, but that's just me. There are people that make accommodations for other people. And listen, how we say it, if you like it, I love it. That works for y'all. But don't be coming on my phone crying when shit ain't working out the way you thought it was gonna work out when you was over there. You feel me? Lying to yourself instead of shaming a damn devil like you didn't know. He told you what was going on with him and Charlene. Right? And you was like, all right, well, I guess. And I look at you over there crying. But that's for another episode. We could get into that some other time. When your friends are a product of their choices and now they crying about it. And they don't even have to be your friends. It could be you. You could be a product of your own choices that you made and now you're not so happy about it. But yeah, that's for another episode, right? So yeah, it's been a minute. This was quick, but this is just a reminder that I am here and I'm making my way back to my gang, right? Because This is good for us, isn't it? Exactly. So yeah, this is one of many. You guys check it out, Perspective the Podcast. I got some good stuff coming. It's just me. I just need to make some good time and good space to deliver. But I owe, and I pay what I owe. So thank you for tuning in. Thank you for checking it out. Instagram, Spotify, Apple. I'm around. You can find me. Perspective, the Podcast. Until next time, peace.